Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's get ready to cross to our wonderful guest, Dr. Carl, Australian science communicator and popularizer. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you. Sorry about the lateness. My bad entirely.
No problem at all. And we've got a really fun subject to chat about. Firstly, I think the concept of science communication and popularizing is so essential because more so than ever, the world needs scientists and they need people to get involved in science. Tell us about the sperm whales giving birth. What's going on?
Well, nobody had ever seen sperm whales giving birth, and this is a case of hooray for the matriarchy. So I'm fairly sure you didn't know, because I didn't know. Did you know that when a sperm whale is born, it's not buoyant for the first few hours and has to be held up for the first few hours?
Well, I did not know that. That's unbelievable.
Neither did I. So they, by total accident, a bunch of marine biologists were observing some sperm whales, and it turned out that one of them was about to have a baby and then had a baby, and it took half an hour, and by a coincidence, they had a drone in the air out at sea above the whales. And what they saw was that as soon as she started to give birth, 11 other whales came into a tight, synchronized formation around her, and while she was concentrating on having birth, they protected her from any potential predation, but nothing happened yet. Then she gave birth to the baby, and as soon as she did, they took turns keeping it lifted at the surface so those little flukes, those little fins could unfurl, and it could keep on breathing. And then, after about 18 minutes after the birth, a whole bunch of aggressive, short-finned pilot whales turned up out of nowhere. And sensing that the mother was otherwise occupied and also that there was a brand new baby, defenseless, they started attacking. And consistently, the dozen female sperm whales, they consistently positioned themselves with at least one adult
right
between the mother and the newborn and who was coming. That's from all sides around as well as underneath. And in one case, a pilot whale actually trying to get close to the newborn baby to kill it, rammed into the nose of an adult female, and she just rammed back again. And they kept on blocking until finally the pilot whales went away, and then the newborn sperm whale baby was able to start swimming by itself.
The absolutely unbelievable story. Just to ask a question, was this predation, or was this just taking out competition for resources, or just aggression?
We don't know for sure, but going by past behavior, the marine biologists were fairly confident that they were wanting to attack and kill and eat the baby.
Right. Okay. Because smaller.
Personal, it's just business.
It's just lunch.
just lunch. Personal.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if we go on to the AI data center heating up 5% of the world's population, this is quite scary.
Yeah, so we've known for a while that on one hand, the AI data centers are expanding like crazy. In fact, they're expanding their use of energy so much that within 4 years, data centers worldwide will use more energy than the whole world uses to manufacture stuff.
Wow, and that's within 4 years.
Within 4 years. And by manufacture stuff, I mean everything from carrots to tomatoes and automobiles and windscreen wipers. When you add up all the forms of manufacturing that we humans do, data centers are going to use more energy than humans in about 4 years in manufacturing. Secondly, they've got this thing called generative AI, which is just simply word prediction, like on your phone, but on steroids, and it makes mistakes. And what they want is general intelligence like you and I have, and we can do it with 20 watts of power. They can't do it with billions of watts of power. And a lot of the heat is dissipated at the actual local data center. That's 20% of all the water that's used to make AI or used in data centers is actually used for cooling, and that's very wasteful. And they measured how much the heat went at something like 8,000 data centers around the world. And they measured the local heat and compared it to the heat in the past. And they found that the local temperature, in an extreme case, had risen by 9 degrees C.
Wow.
But on average, it was 2 degrees C. And even at 7 kilometers away from the data center, it was still one-third of 2 degrees, which is practically 1 degree.
Yes.
And if you account for all the people who live within 7 kilometers of the 8,400 data centers on Earth, that's around 300 million people. That's about 5% of the world's population. And they're going to, they're claiming that they're going to build more and more data centers, and yet it's going down a kind of fool's pathway because they're trying to mimic with billions of watts what we humans can do with 20 watts.
With 20 watts, that's rather than reinforcing what human beings can do. Doc, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for now. That was Dr. Carl, Australian science communicator and popularizer. Doc, thanks so much for your time. It was great chatting. I love the shirt, by the way. Absolutely cracker.